Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We are lucky to have with us today Afrojazz musician Tariro Negitare, who is one of the artists that are performing at this year's Harare International Festival of the Arts 2015, currently taking place in Harare and will end tomorrow. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Tariro Negitare.
Hi, thank you very much.
Tariro, you are one of the artists that are at the Harare International Festival of the Arts 2015. So tell us a little bit about what you're seeing on the ground this year in comparison to what you saw last year.
This is one of the best festivals that we've got in Zimbabwe, and last year was equally as good as this year. Although, I mean, obviously, because of the economic situation, there's been a decline in the numbers of people who are coming. However, I think the quality of the festival has just remained the same. And what I love most about Haifa is that every year there's always something different to look forward to. You can expect a completely different experience, but obviously the same quality. So yes, it's a bit different from last year. However, I still feel the acts that they've chosen for this year are just as good.
What can other people that haven't visited Haifa look forward to tomorrow, Sunday, the last day?
Tomorrow, there's quite a number of acts happening. Of course, I am performing tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the Global Stage. There's also other artists like Josh Mack who'll be performing, Zimu Karate also performing on Sunday. And what I'm really looking forward to is the collaboration between Salif Keita and Hope Masike, which will be on main stage. So yeah, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
What have been the major highlights for you as an artist and also a woman artist? How have women been rated, or at least have they been given the respect that you deserve as an artist and as a woman during Haifa 2015?
So I think women have definitely been given a nice platform, and we've got a lot of collaborations with local female artists. I mean, Hope Masika has just done, for starters, it's a big deal for us that she's collaborating with Salif Keita, which is a big thing in terms of the arts industry. She's also done quite a number of collaborations as well with the production called Kurenda, which is a theater production with a different artist. And I also saw another performance by Vera, an upcoming artist who put up a splendid show. There's also an amazing upcoming jazz artist called Eve Kawati. So there's a lot of records, and myself, of course. And there's a lot of representation, I mean, even in theatre, a lot of arts and crafts, there's a lot of women's businesses that are showcasing their stuff at Haifa. So it's really empowering to see what Haifa is doing for us. And by them putting us on an international platform already raises our profile, it puts our value at a higher place. So I'm definitely commending Haifa for this.
There were also various workshops that were held throughout the week. Tell us, what was your major highlight as a woman and an artist?
One that really stuck out for me was called the Arts Market. I'll just tell you a bit of background. Last year, I actually went to the same workshop, and I met up with quite a number of festival directors, and that resulted in me doing a lot of traveling as well. Like, I performed in Botswana because of the collaborations that I had through Haifa. So this year, again, it was the same thing. They bring in international producers, scouts, festival directors, sponsors, arts administrators, just for us to network and link up and share ideas and to see how best we can collaborate. And I know one of the things that Peter Chudu, who facilitated the whole thing, was emphasizing on was there's no way we can operate as an island, and different sectors of the arts need to collaborate to ensure that we actually go forward. So I think that's really a step in the right direction. And I know there's another workshop that's going to happen called Global Guitars, which I'm definitely interested in, because all the artists who are guitarists in the festival are coming together to share ideas, to jam and to exchange notes. So, I mean, these are really good platforms for us.
If you had a wish list and Haifa asked you which artist you'd like to see in the future, who would you say you would like to meet?
So I would love for Tracy Chapman to come down. I would also love for Lauryn Hill to come down. I think that would be really awesome for me.
Tell us a little bit about some of the music that you've released so far.
I've just completed my second album, which should be out in July. It's been produced by Steve Dyer. But I've also just released a single which is doing very well on the local scene called Ngomayorida.
Give us a snippet of what that single sounds like.
Sure, okay. This one is called Ngomayorida, and it goes something like this. Dai dai akuru wauye, guai e akwana, kwele za udana udana, andi wachira wauye, tala meru ongoro rewewe, surugi kurubose, wenati maoko mudena. Look out for the single Ngomayorida.
From some of the words, I hear you quoting Chihara. Is that your totem?
Yes, that's my totem, and I'm very proud of it.
So what would you say inspired you to write that song?
This song was actually produced by a producer in Zimbabwe called Russo, and he just pulled me into the studio with a beat that he had put together. And when he played it, it just seemed like such a dance song, you know, a party song. And at the same time, I always feel that music should inspire. So it's also got a message that, look, let's celebrate who we are, let's celebrate where we are. And yeah, let's keep the drum playing.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Tarirone Gitare, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Join me again next week when we look at other issues affecting women.